Welcome back to Sundial on WLRN. I'm Luis Hernandez. All right, let's change things up a little bit. I've been wondering, what is it between television? We have all kinds of true crime shows out there, like American Crime Story, Making of a Murderer, Forensic Files. Podcasting has stepped into the true crime realm, and you've got things like Serial, obviously, S-Town. But let me tell you something. There's a popular podcast growing right now in South Florida. If you're into true crime, it's called Sword and Scale. And here's a listen to some of what you get on Sword and Scale.
Sword and Scale contains adult themes and violence and is not intended for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
That's a great way to start. The podcast, again, Sword and Scale, created by Mike Boudet here in South Florida. Mike, welcome to the program, man.
Thank you very much, Lewis.
All right, by the way, remind everybody, because people may recognize that voice. Who's that voice they just heard?
Well, my name is Mike Boudet. I've been doing Sword and Scale now for almost four years.
Not you. The voice you just heard.
Oh, that voice.
That voice.
That voice. That voice is Stacy Keach.
There you go.
He's been around for a long time. He's actually the voice behind American Greed.
Yes. So he's been around for a while. Listen, you know what? A fascinating podcast, Sword and Scale. Let me start with this, though. What is your fascination with true crime, the gore, the violence, murder? Yeah. Why are you so fascinated by this?
I think a lot of people are fascinated by it. It seems to be a very widespread, very much loved genre in a lot of ways. I think it represents the purest form of human drama. We hear about these horrible stories of human beings doing horrible things to other human beings every day throughout every part of the world, you know, constantly. And we wonder what motivates them, what makes them tick. And part of it is to look at it and go, well, it's not just them. It's us. It's me. The sort of motivations behind these horrible acts are in every one of us. And we have to kind of recognize that. And I think people are fascinated by that.
You've been a fan of a lot of these true crime TV shows going back quite a bit, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What are some of your top ones?
I know for a long time I've been watching Dateline and American Greed. Like I said, Stacy Keach was from that show. The First 48, Locked Up. It goes back into, you know, Unsolved Mysteries and like back in the day when, you know, there was a much smaller sort of group of shows. But I've been a fan of the genre for its entire existence.
Now, you've been doing podcasts, almost 10 years since 2007, right?
Yes, my first podcast, one of my first podcasts was about aliens and UFOs back in.
That's popular with a lot of people, though.
It is. It was, you know, it was early days, and I was just trying to try things out. I've always been a fan of talk radio. I've always been a fan of when you're driving in the middle of the night down a lonely street and you turn on that radio and you hear somebody transport you to a completely different place, it's almost magical. And, you know, for a long time, like a lot of our listeners, I had a very boring desk job, you know, where I would let my soul waste away in a maze of cubicles while staring at spreadsheets all day. And you need something to keep your mind going, to keep your mind alive, really, during those long hours. And podcasts seem to be it now.
So you were doing podcasts, and it was a full-time job, though you weren't making much of anything.
No,
really.
No. For the first 2 years, there wasn't a penny for it. It was basically just a hobby. And meanwhile, the whole thing was really, really growing. There was a lot of listeners that would come in and tell all of their friends, "You got to listen to this." And we grew very, very quickly, especially after Serial became such a mainstream hit.
Yeah, I want to ask you about that. So, I mean, Sword and Scale came out before Serial, and there weren't a lot of true crime podcasts that were out there.
No.
And really, podcasting, even though it's been around for a while, it really didn't explode until Serial showed up. So when Serial comes out, what happened then?
It became crazy. It was, you know, we were talking off the air, it was like when your mother and your grandmother start asking you about podcasts, you know it's gone mainstream, and it just exploded. It was this sort of word of mouth domino effect, and suddenly everybody's listening to podcasts. Everybody's talking about it around the water cooler at work, and now you know it's gotten to the point where it's become a very big commercial venture. There's a lot of major advertisers coming into the space. A lot of the podcasts that have been around for a while, established for a while, and myself included, are now being sort of talked to about doing a TV spinoff of the podcast. And, you know, we're kind of working on that right now.
Where did the idea for this one come? Because you'd already worked on a number of podcasts before. Where did the idea for Sword and Scale come from?
It was literally me in the middle of the night on my birthday in 2013. I'd wanted to do podcasting again for a long time. I'd wanted to get into the space for a long time, but I never had the idea. And I just, it came to me. All I watched was true crime before going to bed. It lulled me to sleep. So I started looking around, doing a little research, and realized there wasn't anything out there, at least not anything that resembled what I wanted to do. And what I really wanted to do, which, you know, the idea was basically a radio lab of true crime. You know, I'm a big fan of the NPR show Radio Lab. So that's what I set out to do. And it makes a particularly horrible combination, because what we do is we play a lot of 911 tapes, police interrogations, courtroom audio, and it creates this sort of 360 degree picture of what's happening, and the things that are happening are awful. So it puts the listener in this awful space and immerses them in it.
How do you find the different stories? I mean, I'm going through some of your episodes, and some of these cases were big cases, mm-hmm. big stories, and some of them not so much. But how do you find the stories? How do you decide this is one that we want to do?
Usually if it has an emotional impact to me, I know it's good. I mean, and those are the ones where you don't, it's not like, I'm not a big fan of the serial killer type stories where it's just like this crazed person that goes out and kills a bunch of people because he has this twisted ideology. I like the ones where it's just a normal person. And one day something triggers that person, something makes them snap, and they do the unthinkable. Those are the ones that are really fascinating because there's no separation between that person and myself. I put myself in the shoes of that person. And I start thinking, what would make me snap like that? And it makes you, it raises all these questions. It makes you think about stuff like that.
There's also a type of crime that you don't really cover that much, which is a missing persons type of stories, right?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because those are, from a storytelling standpoint, not very interesting. Because they always end the same way, and we don't know what happened. And so I like stories with a finite ending and almost a moral to the whole thing. Like, this is what could happen if you go down this road. And those are the ones that really I find more interesting.
I want to come back to this, the fact that at the beginning of this process for you, when you started Sword and Scale, that it's basically a full-time job. Anybody who's tried podcasting, and you could always tell people who try a podcast, they'll start one, and then after a few episodes realize, this is too much work, mm-hmm. and then they give up. But you're putting in 30-plus hours a week per episode, and for a long time, it's not paying you anything. What's keeping you going?
That's a good question. I have no idea. it was a long first 2 years. It was in excess of 40 hours per episode. And it was just something that I found really interesting. And once that sort of audience started to come in and tell all their friends, then it became almost like I'm a duty to continue to provide this to the people that really enjoy it. They really they find something in it that informs them.
But you can't keep doing that forever until without making some money, because it's taken up a lot of your time.
Yeah, absolutely. So we joined a very great podcast network called Wondery about a year and a half ago, and now we have commercials. We have ads.
I'm talking with Mike Boudet. He is the creator and host of Sword and Scale, a true crime podcast produced right here in South Florida. We're going to take a break, continue this conversation here on Sundial, here on WLRN.
I brought my son from there because they were killing people. I never imagined they would do something like that to my son here. Now, like Apex, Homestead realizes that violence can happen anywhere, to anyone, and all it takes is a bad idea and a machete.
And that is the voice of Mike Boudet. He's the creator and host of the podcast, the true crime podcast, Sword and Scale, produced here in South Florida. You know what? That was from your last episode, and fascinating because one of the stories in it was about the murder that occurred here in South Florida, in Homestead. It was the story of Jose Santos Amaya Guardado. Some people remember that. He was attacked by four other teenagers, killed with a machete. And, you know, remind people a little bit about that story because it hasn't ended yet.
Right. I believe there was a fifth that was arrested.
Yeah, there was,
well.
Yes.
That story is particularly horrifying because there's absolutely no reason for it. These kids decided they wanted to kill one of their classmates in the woods and with a machete, and then proceeded to. There was even a girl involved in this group of five, and two of them ended up having sex near the body, which is particularly disturbing and disgusting.
But obviously, how much we really dive into it. You had audio of the interrogation of that young woman, and not something that I'm going to play here, but very disturbing. What I find fascinating about your podcast is that you have these 911 calls, the police interrogation tapes, you know, the court tapes. Is it difficult to get some of those tapes?
It is sometimes. I mean, we can't really do the story unless we have the audio because the whole idea is to immerse you in the story. And there, you can tell someone what happened. And that has some effect, but if you play them the actual audio of particularly that interrogation, where you realize this girl, she's just a kid and she's done this awful thing. She's just asking for her dad over and over again. And just the being able to realize that, put an actual sound to it and realize that that's a real human being and this really happened. It creates this sense of shock and reality. To the whole thing.
One of the things that we were talking about was the fact that, you know, with some of these crimes that you are telling the story about, they're not these big crimes that happen, you know, that hit the headlines nationally in big cities and crime infested areas. They're happening in little towns.
Yeah.
In communities.
Little towns are terrifying.
That's true. I guess they are. But the thing that you point out is the fact that people are surprised. Mm-hmm. It would happen here?
How could this happen here? How could this happen to someone I knew or someone, you know, a loved one? But that's exactly who it happens to. It happens to all of us. And then this violence that's all around us, it's part of us and it's part of our human nature. And we have to kind of realize that.
I mean, all this time that you spend listening to these tapes and, you know, reading and researching, you know, and doing interviews about these heinous crimes. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on, at some point, it's got to take a toll on you, man. Do you take some time and step away from it? Have you ever run into one that just bothered you so much and like, whoa, I can't even do this right now?
Yeah, there was really early on. I think it was episode 4. It was a case about a little girl that went missing, and it ended up being a neighbor kid, a teenager that had abducted her and done horrible things. It's one of those stories that I had to step away from the podcast for a couple of days and just not think about crime, not think about anything bad, because it really affected me. I was sitting there reading the narration pieces for the story, and there were tears coming down my face. And I had to stop. I couldn't do it.
I'm still trying to wrap my brain around this thing that you told me before the program, because I said, who's listening to this podcast?
Mm-hmm.
And you said the demographics that you've seen is that it's a certain age group, but it's mostly women.
Yes, it's young women that listen to the show. And it's fascinating. We've had meetups all over the place. We've had one in the UK, and we've had them all over the US. And it's 70% females that come out to these things. And I've asked them, why do you like this? Like, why is this something that's so fascinating? And I think it has to do with the role of men versus women. Women seek sort of like to understand their surroundings so that they can know how to react and flee danger. And for the males, who are like the protectors in a lot of ways, it's sort of like a stress-inducing, anxiety-inducing thing to hear these horrible stories. Like, you don't want to think about it. A lot of guys just don't like the show because they don't want to hear about these horrible things, because they feel like, I got to do something, and they don't have any ability to do anything because it's a podcast.
Well, no, and there was in that one particular episode, one of the stories was about a crime that was committed in, was it Raleigh, North Carolina?
Mm-hmm. Or,
okay, and...
Yeah. Apex.
Apex,
yeah.
Thank you. And yeah, it was a young woman who was attacked by a male who had a machete,
yes.
a hatchet, a big knife.
Yeah.
And it was disturbing. It was, I mean, you're sitting there listening. Really, the disturbing part is you're listening to these 911 calls, all these people watching the crime being committed. Nobody jumped in.
They're all helpless to jump in. It's this effect of everybody freezes and you don't know what to do. And, you know, not to mention the guy is holding a very large blade and swinging it wildly at a victim on the ground. It makes you wonder what you would do. Would you actually step in? And as a listener to the podcast, it creates that extra level of frustration because it already happened. There's nothing you can do.
In the last couple of minutes that we have real quickly, this could be turned into a TV series.
Yes.
What's going on with that?
Yes, we're working with a company called Propagate out of L.A., Ben Silverman and Howard Owens, two longtime big guys in Hollywood, started the company a few years ago, and we were one of the first ones to sign on. They actually did the Lore TV show for Amazon recently.
And true crime, is that, you know, what you want to be doing forever, or you have, you know, maybe some ambition for other podcasts?
We do. We have something super secret, which I can't talk about,
coming out
next
All
year.
Right. I tried.
But we do have a new podcast launching next year, and we also have another true crime podcast, which is going to be a little different.
All right. The podcast, though, this one is called Sword and Scale. Again, Mike Boudet, the creator and host, you know, we'll have a link up there. If you're a fan of true crime, I mean, it is one of those. I'm not going to lie. At least for me, it was blood-curdling. Maybe I'm a little weak in the stomach and the heart, but that's just me. Mike, it's been a pleasure, man. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
All right, and that's the end of the program. I'm Lewis Hernandez. Thanks so much for listening. Talk to you on Thursday.